Blog Talk Radio.
I thank you, Lord, for salvation and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the anointing, your anointing that destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be established in every community, city, and state. I lift up every intercessor, every watchman, every seer, every battle axe, every spiritual legislator of the Lord, and prayer warriors who stand in between the porch and the altar. Lord, I thank you for the gates of righteousness. I cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Anoint your people to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I agree with heaven that the people of God have power over the all power of the enemy. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for keen discernment, Father God, that will come upon every intercessor in the name of Jesus, God. Let every hidden snare of the enemy, Father God, against your church be exposed. I bind up every assignment of every bloodthirsty man in the name of Jesus. We bind and break all spirits of witchcraft and backlash and revenge and retaliation on those who have given their lives to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy against the anointed one has boomeranged in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over spirits of heaviness and confusion and spirits of despondency in the name of Jesus that will cause the intercessors not to be alert and not to be on the wall in the name of Jesus. We pray against every distraction. We come against all frustration assigned to make intercessors get off the wall. We say in the name of Jesus, they shall be on the wall and they shall intercede and pray. What thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight that we are spiritual legislators, that we will speak what thus said the Lord. We break and destroy the power that will come against prayers. I thank you for intercessors who abide under the covering of a spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that there will be no lone ranger spirits. We break spirits of rebellion, monotony, cliques, false prophetic unction in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare spirits of unity, cohesiveness among the intercessors in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they will run with the vision of their leader, Father God, that you will give them prophetic insight right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that they will live upright and holy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will make up a hedge and build walls around the body of Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are rising from their slumber, God, that they are rising from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Oh, intercessor, where art thou? I command you to arise and take your place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Arise and take your gate in the cities. Arise and take your place in the name of Jesus. Intercessors, I shake you from your slumber. I command you to rise up and begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Let every intercessor, God, let every intercessor under the sound of my voice, God, let them be a student of the word, God. Let us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we yield unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will re-baptize us, God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Give us new tongues, God. Give us new discernment, God. Let that spirit of discernment be upon us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Discernment, God. Let it be upon us, God. Let us begin to see things, God, even before they manifest, God. Let us begin to be able to prophesy, Father God, what will be on the morning paper, God. In the name of Jesus. There's a need for you. Begin to arise and take dominion. Walk in authority in the name of Jesus.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further.
Well, praise the name of Jesus. Glory to his matchless name. Again, we are excited about pressing into the presence of our Father. Enjoy the music. and we'll be right back. This is Prophetess Teresa.
If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet, right here in your presence. Somebody come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Tell the Lord, if I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole. Still believe, I will just lay at your feet, but I will be whole. I still believe, I will just praise at your feet. I will be whole. I still believe, I will just lay at your feet, but I will be whole. I still believe, I will just praise.
Hallelujah to his wonderful, matchless name. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox. I'm here with you once again with Saturday with the Word. We are delighted and excited about God. We are delighted and excited about what God is doing and what he is about to do for his own people, those that are called by his name. God is so wonderful. He is just so awesome. And we bless him tonight. We give him the honor. We give him the glory. For we understand that as God move, as God speak, the wall is being rebuilt. The walls in our lives, those walls that have been torn down, God is building it back up. The wall of freedom. The wall of self-respect. Those walls that the enemy have tried to destroy, that's fortifying us. Well, we're going to be talking tonight about staying on the wall. How important is it to stay on the wall? We're going to talk tonight about Nehemiah on the wall. You know, sometimes we get tired. Sometimes the wall get tore up and tore down. Sometimes the enemy destroy our hope. And sometimes the enemy will even destroy our vision. And we will be confused about what God wants us to do. You know, and when my mind was in prayer, and I thought about how we have to have a plan B. We always have a plan A, but we need a plan B, C, and D. To God be all the glory, for God is so worthy of all the praises. Truly, I'm excited. I am excited because every day that God give us life, he give us another opportunity to talk about his goodness, to talk about building up character, integrity, those things that is important to God. Well, let me just pray over what is about to go forth tonight. And I pray you have your Bibles. I pray that you're ready to hear from on high. For truly God is speaking. And we just command our ear gates to be open in the name of Jesus. Father, we just glorify you, we magnify you, and we truly adore you, Lord God. Well, Father, we ask you right now that you would hide me behind your cross, Lord God. Hide me behind that cross that keep the enemy from me, Lord God. And Father, I ask you that you would open up my mouth and allow me, Lord God, to speak your word, to be an oracle, Father, for you. And Father, I thank you. Because you said when we ask, when we seek, and when we knock, the door is open, Lord God. So I thank you for the open door, and I thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your Spirit. And I ask you to open up the minds and the hearts of your people that are on the line, and even those that will listen in archives. Father, we just bless you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and there's none like you. For it's all about your will and your way. In Jesus' holy name, we say amen. And glory to God. Well, we're going to ask you to get your Bibles out. And once again, I am back with you and excited about being here. We have a full lineup of awesome, tenacious women and men of God that will be coming forth for the next, I believe, the next 2 weeks. We'll be having a broadcast almost every night. So we're excited about building and rebuilding what the enemy has torn down. We're excited about rebuilding Jerusalem. Glory to God. Well, let's see where we're going to start. I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and you can turn to Nehemiah. Nehemiah 1. We're going to start at Nehemiah 1 through first chapter. And I believe it's 1 through 4. But let me give you a little background about Nehemiah, a little starting point. You know, Nehemiah, first of all, he was a prophet, and when you study the Hebrew Bible describes Nehemiah as a eunuch. Now, well, we're going to go with the King James Version and many others, NIV and the Amplified and a few other versions, where describe Nehemiah as a cupbearer. He was a cupbearer for the king. You know, God's special people, that would be us. And in this case, it was the Jews, did not obey God. So God punished them. And he allowed the king of Babylon and his army to defeat them because of their disobedience. And you know, the king of Babylon, he ordered most of the Jews to live in Babylon. And Babylon, it was a long ways from Judea. And Judea was the Jews' country. And then I'm just giving you a roundabout story about Nehemiah first before we get into the lesson. But years later, the army of Persia defeated the army from Babylon. And the king of Persia, he allowed the Jews to return to their own land, Judea. And the thing about it, only some of the Jews returned to Judea. They were free to go, but only some of them returned. And years later, Hananiah, he was Nehemiah's brother, but he left Judea and he went to visit his brother Nehemiah. And, you know, again, I said Nehemiah was a cupbearer for the king in Persia. And actually, at that time, the king was, the king of Persia at that time was Esther's husband. Esther's husband name was, I believe his name was, let me do my little research, Azora. Let's see what his name was. I don't want to tell you anything improper, but it was Esther's husband that was the king at the time. And this king was the king of Persia. But Nehemiah was an important servant to the king. And so Nehemiah's brother, Hananiah, he came to visit Nehemiah in Persia. And He asked Hananiah about the news about Jerusalem. How's Jerusalem doing? What's going on in Jerusalem? And Judea was the chief city. But Hananiah told Nehemiah that the walls of Jerusalem was torn down, that they had been heaped of stones. It was only stones. That fire had burnt the gates of the city. And this news, it made Nehemiah sad. Because the walls had been destroyed. And you know, it took my mind back to sometime our walls are destroyed. And we don't know how to rebuild the walls. Where the enemy has attacked us, and we are in this place of isolation where we don't really know what to do next, but all we know is that the enemy has destroyed our hope, destroyed our drive, our vision, our purpose, our love walk. And it was the same situation here. The gates of the city had been burnt. And you know, when Nehemiah heard about this, he was very sad. So Nehemiah, again, he had favor with the king. And he asked the king. He had asked the king, could he rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, the walls of the city again? See, God had put into Nehemiah's heart a desire to rebuild those walls. Now, when God puts something in your heart to do, just like Jesus' mother told them around Jesus, when Jesus asks you to do something, just do it. Just do it. We don't have to ponder with it, because when you know that you have orders from the Most High God, you're on official business. And you should be relentless in getting the job done. And again, we're talking about Nehemiah. And so Nehemiah had got that burning in his heart. So what did he do? He went to where he had favor. And again, I want to encourage you, write down your favor. Write down the people that you have favor with. For God have given you favor. And in order for that favor to come to pass, we must know where our favor is, who is with. See, the favor is available for us, but we have to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right things, saying the right things to obtain our favor. And back to Nehemiah. So Nehemiah, again, he went to where his favor was. He went to the king. Because, again, he was the cupbearer, so he was the king confidant. And he was the king, sort of like his guard. He protected the king. You know, he would make sure that everything in that cup would not harm the king. So he was the cupbearer for the king. And so he asked the king to send him to Jerusalem to build the walls of the city again. And, you know, Nehemiah had a plan. Because when he went to the king, he went with a plan. He didn't just go and ask the king to send him to build the walls. The king asked him, what do you want? What do you want? That was an open invitation. He had favor with the king because Nehemiah had already prayed. He had already prayed about it. So when the king asked him, what do you want? What do you want to get the job done? What do you need? What is it going to take? So Nehemiah gave him a couple of pointers. He said, look, I want you to send me, first of all. So that means I want to go with your name behind me. I want to go as official business from the king. And then second of all, he said, send me with a letter of safety, of passage. See, he could not just go and say, the king sent me. He wanted to get it in writing. So if the enemy stopped him to attack him, he could show that he was on official business. So he got those letters from the king. Then he also said to the king, give me a letter to give to Asen. Asen was the one that was able to provide the timber to rebuild the walls, the gates, the doors, the posts. So the king of Persia gave Nehemiah those letters because he was counting up the cost. He was thinking ahead of time what the journey was going to entail. So he gave him the letter to get the materials that was needed to build the wall. And you know, when I think about the book of Nehemiah in the Bible and how Nehemiah and the people, see, what did he do? He got somebody to help him. He didn't do it by himself. The people helped Nehemiah to build the walls in Jerusalem. The people who lived near Jerusalem didn't want the Jews to build the wall, the city walls again. And they opposed the Jews, and they tried to stop the work. Isn't that just like the enemy want to come and stop the work? But God helped them, and they finished the work in 52 days. Guess what? Because they stayed focused. They stayed focused on finishing. And God wanted the Jews to become his special people again. And Nehemiah was used by the King of Kings to bring this to pass. He helped Ezra. He helped the people to obey God. But the people often did not want to obey God. Sometimes we just don't want to obey God. Sometimes we forget how God has brought us out and keep bringing us out. But they had forgotten that God had punished the people many years earlier because of their disobedience. That's why the wall was destroyed in the first place. And they wasn't obeying God now. So God had allowed a foreign king to defeat the Jews. And that is why the city walls needed to be repaired. We got to stay on the wall. And I'm going to give you some pointers, and I won't be with you long. But I want to encourage you tonight to just stay on the wall. Nehemiah chapter 6, and I hope I said chapter 6 in the beginning, and I'm not sure if I did, but it's chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Now it came to pass when Sambala and Taba and Gosha the Iranian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates that Sambala and Goshen sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Onak. Let me distract you, in other words. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent a messenger unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leaveth it and come down to you? Verse 4. Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. So every time the enemy was trying to distract him, he said, I will not come down. And I want you to notice the context in the book. How many times the enemy attempted to stop Nehemiah from doing the work of the Lord. All this distraction. Nehemiah, he was dedicated. He was dedicated and to do the work and the service. And when the enemy was trying to make all of these reasoning for him to come down, they even talked about the mortar. They talked about the bricks. A fox can break that. But Nehemiah was a true servant of the Lord. And Satan had, you know, Satan always have somebody. But Satan had his crowd too. And he's always trying to get us, get the servants of God to come down with so many distractions. But when we do, There are certain things that we can expect to just lose out on if we come down. You know, there are some great, some awesome, some wonderful things that just have been abandoned, that just have been dropped when it comes to completing a task, the enemy want to have us where we start something and don't finish it. And God, think about what God have called us to do. God have called us to occupy, to rule. See, he have already seated us in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. He have already given us the authority to occupy, to rule the land. And I just want to teach and preach for a minute on this thought. Just stay on the wall. And if we don't stay on the wall, what I'm going to talk about is this is what happened when we abandoned our work. When we abandoned the work. See, Nehemiah, he was called and he was commissioned to do a great work. And any work that is for the Lord is great. I want you to turn to Psalms 84. We're going to turn to Psalms 84, verse 10. And I hope you're turning with me, because truly it's joy in searching the scriptures and eating at the table. 84 and 10. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Now, Nehemiah was at that place with God. That he heard God. He had moved on God's word. He had moved in faith. He could have said, you know, yeah, I'm believing God and I'm seeking the kingdom first and his righteousness and all of these things shall be added unto me. Yeah, he could have said that. But Nehemiah understood that faith without works is dead. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. And I want you to turn to James. Because, see, we can talk about it, but I'm truly want to tell you tonight, God wants us to be about it. He wants us to do more than just talk about it. You know, the more we be about it, then the works are getting done. We're going to turn to James 2. And I believe we're going to turn to James 2, and let's turn to verse 4. And I'm reading out of, let me see the version of this book. It's a NIV version, I believe. It says, have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges and not evil motives? Listen, my brethren. Did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But if you dishonor the poor man, it is not the rich who oppress you and personally drag you into the courts. Do they not blaspheme the fair name by which you have been called? If, however, you are fulfilled the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself and doing well. Wait a minute. Let me make sure that I'm reading the right verse. I want the verse about faith. And that's what we're going to read. Because we know that faith without works is dead. And it's one of those things where we can talk faith, we can say we have faith, but if we don't move toward getting the job done, God is a progressive God, and he wants us to move toward faith. Okay, it's verse 14. That's what we're going to read, verse 14. Forgive me. My mind is on a couple of scriptures, but we're going to read James 2 and 14. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. And you know that, and as Apostle was preaching on last week, which was an awesome, awesome sermon. I can't wait to get the CD. And he came on Tuesday, and he preached again about it was imputed unto Abraham as righteousness, his faith. Okay, we're going to read verse 14, where it says, what good is it, my brethren, if a man claim to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto thee, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which is needed to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it has no works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou have faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou dost as well, and the devil also believe and tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seekest thou how faith would with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed in God, and it was imputed unto him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Ye see, then, how that by works is a man justified, and not by faith only. Likewise, also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messenger and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You know, I'm trying to tell you something. The word is trying to tell you something. Abraham he had faith, but Abraham did something with his faith. He took Isaac to be sacrificed. That was the works. He believed, and he moved on it, and it was imputed unto him as righteousness. So it is important that as Nehemiah was going forth to do the work, to stay on the wall, he knew that it was not going to be easy. So he got what he needed before he went. So when we abandon the work, Satan will try every trick in his arsenal to get you to come down. But I want to encourage you, as I read to you James 4 and 7, stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. 2 Peter 3 and 14 is another scripture that I want to encourage you to read, because it's talking about Satan's tricks. But as you stay on the wall, God have a plan, and God's plan and his work is just too great for us to abandon them. For the devil, the enemy, foolishness will keep on coming after us to make us not complete the task, to make us get discouraged, to make us feel like even our loved ones is against us, to make us start thinking thoughts that does not line up with the Word of God. So it's so important that we understand that this assignment that God give us, that we should not let anything stop us because it was given from the Master. So we're going to read 2 Peter 3 and 14, where it says, "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. And also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you." So what is this scripture saying to us? Be found, be diligent, and be at peace with it. Come to some resolve that you understand this is what you are supposed to be doing. And no matter what the enemy tell you, that you're not tossed to and fro because you are standing on a solid foundation with a mission to accomplish for the Master. See, the Bible says that an unstable man is unstable in all of his ways. So you can't be wishy-washy saying, now, should I do this or no, maybe I shouldn't do this. No, this is going to happen if I do this. No, they're going to be mad, or no, it might cost more than I thought it's going to cost, or no, I could be doing something else. Stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. Get the job done. Because God's plan and his works has to be completed. We need to be on the job 24 hours a day. And it is hard to quit when you know that you have been commissioned. You know in your spirit that you have been assigned to do this work. And we can't be disobedient to what God has told us to do, because we don't want to leave no gates open for the enemy to get in and to try to destroy the works that God have given us to do. So we got to be steadfast. We got to be unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. We have to make a decision. We have to take our mind and command our mind to be under the authority of this book, the Holy Word. We have to make our body be subjected to what God have told us to do. Turn to John 21 and 3. John 21 and 3 says, "Simon Peter said to them, 'I am going fishing.' And they said to him, 'We will also come with you.' And they went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing." They went, but guess what? They caught nothing. Was that their mission? Is that something they're supposed to have been doing? But did they stay on the wall? And I want you to get, when you get a chance, I want you to read that. And you can answer the question. Did they stay on the wall? When we abandon the work, we won't finish the course. So we can't abandon the work. And then I want to talk about when we abandon the work, it has to be done the right way. Now let's see what this is talking about. You know, it seemed to have been Nehemiah's matter of life to give himself 100% to this work. And to come down would have been to step down. When they were calling him and trying to distract him, and Nehemiah kept telling them, "Nope, not coming down. I'm doing a great work." When he sent his messenger, "Go tell him I'm not coming down." They kept trying. They kept antagonizing him. They made fun of what he was doing. He would have had to turn his back to them And I can imagine that he began to ignore the enemy. I could imagine, you know how sometimes when somebody trying to ignore you, they might put their praise music on, put their headsets on, and then they be zoned out in another zone, and the enemy can't get to them because they're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You know, when we are focused on finishing, we will abandon the work the right way. And the way we will abandon the work, it will be done, completed, and finished. That's how we finish. That's how we abandon the work. Because, see, our duty before the Lord is to be faithful, to carry it out. He commands us to do his work efficiently. And not only efficiently, he wants us to do it with joy. He wants us to do it with faith, to be faithful to the cause. Okay, if you don't believe me, turn to Proverbs 4 and 23 through 27. You know, there is some work to be done. And we need to understand what work we are assigned to do. Yes, going to church is good. Yes, being blessed of the Lord, getting our praise on is good. Going to Bible class is awesome. But there's something that's particularly assigned totally for you. It's for you to do. Can't nobody do it but you. And that conviction needs to be in our spirit. And we need to find out what God wants us to do. Proverbs 4:23-24 says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the spring of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth." Jesus, you know, put away double talking. One minute you're saying this, the next minute you're saying that. Come on now, just be. Just be steadfast. Be unmovable. You know, don't let your speech mess up your blessing. And then 25 says, "Let your eyes look directly ahead. Stay focused on what's in front of you. Forget about all that stuff behind you. Forget about it. Because what's behind you and happened yesterday, it can't get you to your tomorrow. Because that's yesterday. Now you're stepping into your tomorrow. And in order to get to your tomorrow, you got to stay focused on getting there. And let your glaze be fixed straight in front of you. So let your eyes be focused, focused on that assignment. Watch the path of your feet. You can't just go anywhere. You can't just go to the first car that blow outside your door. You need to have a plan of action. You need to have a schedule. You need to have time. You need to have a planner. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this done today, and I'll get this done tomorrow. You need to be progressively building that wall. And then watch the path of your feet, and all your path will be established. Jesus, if you stay focused, you'll finish. Do not turn to the right nor the left. Put your foot, turn your foot from evil. So you can't even be indulging with evil things. You know, a woman of God told me that she talked about this 80-year-old woman, and she called this woman potty mouth. This woman goes to church and got a potty mouth. What is a potty mouth? She's always swearing, always talking trash. So she labeled her potty mouth. We have what we say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. The word says, "Those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." You should lay your hands on your belly, on your mouth, and you should bind that demon up. No curse word should come out your mouth. Never. Because if you sold out for the master's use, that's a distraction of the enemy. They want to have a gate open so the enemy can come in. If we don't finish the work, if we step down, we're compromising, almost like Israel with the golden calf. We must hold on to that which is right, even if we're standing alone when the dust settles. We got to be steadfast. You know, when we abandon the work, guess what else we do? We abandon our witness. See, Nehemiah held a place of great authority and respect among the people. And if he had come down, the work would have stopped and may have not been finished. And all of Jerusalem was watching his lead. Somebody's watching you. When they had them parties and they drinking and smoking, you know, you saying, well, I'm just there because Jesus said and ate with sinners. Phooey. You should be on a mission. Let them follow you. Let them come to your party. Yes, it's okay when you come in and you're on a mission, but it should not be something that you occupy your time with. You there, you should be on a mission. You know, as the people was watching Nehemiah and he had stopped, his witness would have been ruined. The people would have been convinced that there really was no great works that the Lord had Nehemiah doing. And we need to realize that we're being watched by a growing body of youngsters. We make an impression, and we should be believers that's rooted and grounded. And if we step down from the Lord's work, we're going to stumble. Got a scripture for that too, Matthew 18:6. We got to stay in that safety zone. We got to stay on the course. We can't be distracted with unforgiveness. We can't be distracted with wounds. No, heal it up. Get it healed, get set free, delivered, and keep it moving. You can't be distracted with what's behind you. We got to keep moving. We got to march like soldiers. We got to keep it going because we got children that's coming up behind us, and they need to see that we have established something for them to finish. Let's read Matthew 18:16, where it says, but whosoever calls one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the deep of the sea. Woe to the world, because it's a stumbling block when we come down, when we quit. You know, God help us to walk straight. He'll help us. And we need the young people to see this. You know, the people outside of Jerusalem, they were looking. One false move, and Nehemiah's credibility would have been destroyed. You know, it takes a long time to build up a good name, but it takes 1 second for that good name to be destroyed. The enemy will put those lies out. And I tell you, I thank God for that scripture. Woe to the one that brings the offense. Because offenses, they come. But the Bible say woe. There's a woe on those that bring it. So we're going to try not to bring no offense against anyone. We're going to choose that we're going to study to be quiet. And that's what Nehemiah did. You know, I found it quite interesting what Nehemiah did when he first came to the land. He didn't come to the land talking. Guess what he did? For 3 days, Nehemiah scoped the land out. He was checking things out. That's what he was doing. And, you know, I don't know if I mentioned, when the king of Persia sent Nehemiah, guess what he did? He sent him with some soldiers. He sent him with some help. And all the king asked Nehemiah to do is set a time. and he set a time. And that's what I encourage you to do. When you purpose to do something, set a time of completion. It took Nehemiah 52 days. He was in there and he was out. Pointers, don't try to do it alone. For 3 days, Nehemiah looked around. He got the facts. He set a goal. He called the people together. And he stayed focused on finishing. Yes, we can get it done. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians. And I'm coming to a close. 5 and 22. And I pray that you are going through the scriptures with me. I'm sorry, 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 22, where it just says, abstain from every form of evil. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. You know, we can do some good things for the wrong reason. Our lives ought to be clean, spotless, before a watching world. Yes, we're going to slip and fall, but our goal, it should be, don't let it be something current. Don't let it be something that you know that you shouldn't be doing, and you're doing it. The danger in a spotted testimony. You know, we don't want to have that. What can we do? Stay on the wall for Jesus. Keep on living for him. You know, when we abandon the welfare of the heathens is at hand. See, Jerusalem was known by all, the Jews, the heathens alike. And as a place where God was worshipped, Nehemiah loved God, and he wanted to rebuild this fallen city so that God could be worshipped and the lost could be converted. See, he had a cause. He wasn't just doing it to make it look good. We have to come down off of our high horses. And I'm saying we, all of us, and start doing some work. To come down would have been made equal with danger if Nehemiah had came down physically, but spiritually and mentally, he had came down because he was doing manual labor with his hands. He was like a mover and a shaker. And any time when we worship God and we proclaim the truth and sincerity, guess what? Souls are saved. And you'll see fruit being bared. You will see increase. You will see lives change and people moving and getting the job done. And if we come down from our high calling in him, in Jesus, and we abandon the work, the loss could just go to hell. They might just be in our hands. You and I might be the only light some people will ever see. So therefore, we must not be dimmed by the world, by circumstances, by situations. We must shine. And not only shine, we must shine bright. And therefore, when we speak, it's established. Because God is with us. Our duty is clear. We're not confused. But we just refuse to listen to the call and the challenges of the enemy cause us to get weak and tired, and we just be content. We got to stay on the wall and don't come down for any reason. And anything other than the perfect center of God's will is not the place for you or I. If Nehemiah had come down, he would have been in danger. And you too. Me too. Stay on the wall. Finish the task. And God will ultimately bless your life and the effort. It's just being obedient. And again, I talked about a plan. We have a plan A, but we need a plan B, a plan C, a plan D. And in closing, you know, it just came back where Nehemiah, what did he tell his workers? He told them, he said, okay, you're going to have a trowel in one hand. I want you to have a working tool in the other. I want a sword or a spear in the other. Because we're going to work and we're going to fight too. And then that was his plan B. But his plan C was the part that really, like, elated, I was elated about. He had stationed men with trumpets all around the city walls where the trumpet would blow the sound. They would go where the trumpet was blowing because they knew that it was some danger. And they would all come together because guess what? They supported each other. And Nehemiah had people from their own region, their own neighborhoods, building their own wall, their own area. He let them wear their own sandals, do their own work. And then that way they had a conviction. So I just want to encourage you, come together. Don't let discord stop you from getting the job done. We're on a mission. We're on a mission. And when discord come and discord try to come in and cause division, chop his head off. Chop his head off so that we can stay on the wall and get the job done. And once the wall is finished there, then God assign you to another assignment to get that wall done. Because you know what? Time is short. Our days are numbered. And we got to do the work while we're here. Because night cometh, and no man shall work. The Bible talks about this. So we got to get the job done and do the work and be finished. Finish our course. Encourage others to do the work. Help them do the work. You know, pull somebody in with you. Don't get the assignment by yourself. Find somebody. Ask God to lead you to somebody. Grab them by the hand. Take them with you. And together we can do this. Together we can take the streets. Together we can have our sons pull their pants up. Together we can pull these mothers off of drugs and put them back home with their children. Together we can minister to these fathers and let them know what is required of them. Together we can give family hope again. Together we can encourage pastors to stay on the wall. Together we can pray the enemy out of our face. Yes, we can do this thing together. We can build this wall together. And guess what Nehemiah did? He finished the course. He built the wall. He did what God assigned him to do. And you know, when he left his assignment, others was blessed. It's an example of what God is doing in our lives. Kingdom Builders is assigned to build people of purpose, power, and praise, to introduce the prophetic to them, to let them understand the apostolic and the prophetic, so that they'll know that that unction of the Holy Spirit, that when he speak, you'll hear him, that you will prophetically write and sing and dance, so you won't be bound to tradition, so you'll be free to operate, and all your wounds and all your hurt and all your pain won't affect you, because guess what? You are on an assignment. You are delivered and set free. So we encourage you to encourage someone. I mean, write it down. Say, I'm gonna be assigned to somebody. One person, maybe one person a month, one person a week, one person a day. And you're going to pray them through. And you're going to watch them get about their Father's business. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the assignment. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. So we got to get those visions going on. and we have to know what we need to be doing. And we have to love, we have to forgive, we have to have a plan of action, count up the cost, and get the job done. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just praise God for all that are on the line tonight. I'm going to open the lines up, and I just want to encourage you. You know, as we press into God's presence to hear his voice, you're going to hear him. He's going to speak. He's going to talk to you. And when you hear his voice, begin to write it down so you'll know what you'll be, what you need to be doing. And then you can tell the enemy, I'll never be bound again. I'm going to take just a couple-minute break, and then I'm going to open the lines up. Enjoy the music for just a few minutes.
Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him, God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Will fall.
30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered.
You know, we begin to tell the devil, no more, no more. It's a new day. I have the lines open. Is there anyone that want to have comments, have a prayer request, a testimony? The lines are open at this time. Praise your name, Jesus. Yes, God. Well, we see you there. We always encourage. Because you're there. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to encourage you to stay on the wall. Don't come down. Stay free. Don't let nobody have you bound. Don't let no situation have you from where you're not able to be on a mission, on the assignment, where you can finish the course. Again, we just bless God. If there's no comments, no testimonies, once again, we thank you for all calling in.
Pastor Teresa.
Yes.
I do have a comment. I just didn't realize my phone was on mute. This is Apostle Delvin. How you doing, sis?
Praise God. I'm wonderful. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear the word that God spoke through you. It was a blessed and encouraging word because there are so many people who desire to help do the work, but they don't have the leadership abilities. And so a lot of times people are just waiting for a Nehemiah to show up. And that word was so blessed that Nehemiah traveled. He went back home. He had left home. Near Nehemiah went back home because he heard about the troubles in his home and was given permission and was given the thing. So it's sometimes we just want, you know, and need to just see that somebody else, you know, is taking the initiative. And once we have that, once you see that, as Prophetess Teresa was saying, we have to be responsible for, you know, getting on out there. Once you see somebody ahead of you doing it, then you should be okay to go and join in. And if you already have the desire within your heart to help rebuild and reestablish something, then we already have the same vision. We already have the same vision, but somebody, like even Prophetess Teresa, with what she's doing with this prayer conference and establishing kingdom builders with her, with the other women of God that has joined with her, somebody had to start off with the vision, and then others come in and join in and bring what they have to the table. And so it was just a blessed word. So for those who are just, I encourage you, don't just sit back. All of our gifts are important. Look, the entire body of Christ is needed for the work. It is too much work to be saying, well, you know what, I may not do, you know, my job is not as important as such and such job, I don't know if I can do what she's doing. You're not required to do what they're doing. If that was the case, God would have given it to you in the first place. Nobody's job in the kingdom is small, no matter what it is that God has called us to do. So I thank God for the word. It was encouraging, it was uplifting, and it just defeated the enemy and renewed some ways of thinking. So God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Thank you so much, sis, for coming on and just speaking, and, you know, and that's what it's all about, encouraging one another and just knowing that we got work to do. Mm-hmm. We got work to do. And, you know, and I was speaking with a woman of God yesterday, and she started telling me how sometimes she get depressed and in and out. And I'm like, you know, you're sitting there, you're waiting on that spirit to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to sit there and wait for that to come up on you. You know, you have to begin to keep yourself busy, occupy yourself. And when that spirit try to come up on you, that same sword that Nehemiah had the men, a sword in one hand, use it. Ha, shakatarapo, ramapo,
shakatarapo.
The enemy,
hallelujah.
And I don't know if this is okay to say, but he's a punk.
Yes, he is.
He's a punk. And we make him bigger than what he is. When we know who we are and we understand where we are seated, we're seated. We're already in place.
Amen.
We're seated in the heavenly. And all we got to do is go and do the work and come back and take our seat. We don't have to say, excuse
Amen.
Me, let me get to my seat. Can you move over? So we don't have to do any of that. And
Amen.
Like Apostle was saying, your seat is your seat.
It's your seat.
And when your assignment is not being completed, it's on you, because we got to go before the Father.
Amen.
Each one of us.
Yes.
Build. Keep building. When you go to your ministry, you go to your churches, encourage. You see, go to the underdog. Go to the ones that need you more,
Amen.
Need you the most. You know, I'm excited because we have a monthly empowerment at the ministry, Kingdom Builders. And one of the women of God, which is our apostle daughter, she's going to bring the word next month, first Saturday. And I am excited because I've never heard her, but I know God said ask her. And out of obedience to what God says, I asked her. She was honored.
Amen.
And then another woman of God said ask her. And, you know, I can see the change in them by just being asked.
Amen.
So that's building, because now they're going to get in the Word. Now they're going to start studying. And now if you do something for about 7 days,
You might do it on the eighth day.
Amen.
So I am encouraged about that. And then we're going to have a fellowship in November, a Thanksgiving fellowship. And all of the ones that are on Blog Talk that are able to come, we're having a Thanksgiving appreciation dinner where we get to just encourage everyone. We're going to dance for the Lord. It's all right to dance. We're going to dance for the Lord. We're going to praise him. And we're just going to just celebrate each other.
Yes.
I'm excited because I understand that the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I hold on to him, and he'll keep you strong. He'll keep you strong.
Yes.
So no matter what we go through, if you are a friend, God will give you a friend. Is there anyone else that would like to have a comment, a testimony, a praise report? Because I see all of y'all on the line. Can I get one testimony? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, we just encourage everyone to catch on fire. Be bold. Start being bold for the Lord. You know, just start being bold. And make that trumpet sound. And again, Nehemiah built that wall in 52 days. Count up the cost and see how long it's going to take you to get that job done. You know, be vigilant. Be bold. Get excited. And you'll get the job done. God will draw and he'll send you favor. And don't be afraid to ask. Ask for what you want. And I'll tell you, he'll honor that. And if that person don't do it, I guarantee you God got a ram in the bush. I visualized what I wanted at that conference. And I praise God because everything that I asked him for, it was established. It was a faith walk. It was completed. And what God wanted to come to pass, it happened. So on that note, if there's no other comments, I just thank you all for staying here with me and, you know, just loving on God enough on this beautiful Saturday evening. You could have been doing a whole lot of other things. But, again, we're back Saturday with the Word. We'll be here next week, I believe. Someone will be here. But, again, Saturday with the Word, you can expect someone to be here. The prayer and intercession going for 5 days a week at 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can call the number 218-895-0280. Just press in 7729, the word pray. Join us for prayer. You know, men, women, boys, and girls, you got a prayer request. Somebody is on the wall and want to pray for you. And I'm telling you, somebody is there faithfully every day, 5 days a week. So we're excited about that. And then we have for the next 2 weeks, we will have a broadcast, I believe, every day. If it's not 7 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock. We're posting on the website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. And God gave me the plaza because the plaza is all the ministries that is represented. And we're going to be starting doing on this week all of the ministry links. And then we're going to be having, you can go and purchase your oils, your communion. We're going to have flags. We're going to have prayer cloths. So we're going to have all of that on the website. So you can order through kingdombuildersplaza.org. And all of the proceeds will be given to other ministries to help and support so we can have something that we'll be able to help the ministries as they help God's people. Is there anyone else that want to have a comment?
Are you there?
Praise God.
Hey, okay. Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm glad you can hear me. I also had the mute.
Okay.
I'm just saying, prophetess.
Oh, we did not hear you.
So I checked and my mute button was on, but I really enjoyed you. And I kind of got a praise report as well. Never know what God, the effect that you're having sometime until you get a praise report. And so it's important sometimes to say something and to speak out of the woman of God, because she was right on point with you with staying on that wall. That Nehemiah, that subject is always just so wonderful. And often we don't do some things sometimes. You spoke about acting and about going ahead and doing it. You spoke about being concerned and about hearing the call and then just doing it. And you talked about asking, and the woman of God spoke about asking. And sometimes you do the least little thing that you do, you can affect someone if you're speaking to them. If you come on the air, you're fortunate enough to be on the air, or you could just be talking with someone in your family. You can give somebody some CDs or some music or something that you have, and they end up using it and it blesses them, and they carry on what you've left with them. We had that happen on last night. There was a church that had a sleep in, and one of the prophets, this daughter in the ministry with us, I had given her some CDs. She ended up taking those CDs to the sleep in. They used those CDs that they had at Azusa type conference last night, and it was just wonderful just hearing the feedback. I didn't know. It wasn't about me. It was just about being obedient to even going by her house, sharing with her and her husband, and she went forth and did what God said, and the pastor of the church used only the music that she gave him, and within minutes of them using that music, and it's some of the music we use at the ministry all the time, they just got, the spirit was high, and they were praying in tongues and doing some things that they normally don't do. And just to hear that was so wonderful. I was just, everybody that I told about the encounter today could see on my face. It had nothing to do with me. It was just, Lord, you, look at what you, just be obedient. Give what you got. Open up your hands.
Amen.
Give it out. And so I praise God for you and the Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders, and especially the intercessors that pray for all that are on the air, that pray for others all the time. It's more than a notion to always pray for somebody else, and don't see the end of the rainbow sometimes. And you're talking about staying on the wall. Intercessor, I pray for the intercessors. I'm going to pray for you on tonight. Father, just bless this woman of God. Strengthen her and restore back into her, oh God, that which she has so given, Father, of your word, Father. Let there be no retaliation or retribution, oh God. And Father, even there to be no schism nowhere in the ministry, oh God. For I'm not intending to take anyone's place. I just was anxious to pray for the woman of God, for her going forth, Father, with such a fervor. It's more than a notion on a Saturday evening, oh God, to do your will and your work. And she is standing on the wall, Father. Her husband is with her, Father, and her sisters and brothers. And we pray even for the strength that she has required, even of her own family, Father, her brother, and those that are close and near and dear to her, Father. Give her that peace of mind that surpasses all understanding, oh God. And give her the desires of her heart, even as she has asked, oh God, even as she has gone out and asked those of us in the ministry, that Father, to pray even for her strength in her own endeavors. And yet she still came for Father and did your will. And so I bless her, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, the sweet communion, the anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father, and the good, acceptable, and perfect will of you as the great I am, to cover her, O God, in everywhere that she goes, Father. Cover her feet, O God. Give her the anointing and the ability to go forth and to continue to do your will, to stay on the wall, to preach the word, to prophesy. you for those in the ministry, Father, for she started this ministry, Father, and she's given us the opportunity to go forth, Father, and be a part of your kingdom, oh God. And she's been obedient to your word. She's caused others, Father, to blossom and bless her, oh God, in everything that she endeavors, Father. Bless every word that she has, oh God, and strengthen her. Let her get a restful sleep on tonight, Father, and let her just whatever it is that you have for her, Father, let her blossom like the lotus plant, Father. The lotus plant grows in the mud, Father, but it's one of the most beautiful flowers that ever existed for you have ordained it. We bless you. We declare and decree it even right now, oh God, that all is well in her life. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, I receive it. In the name of Jesus, I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. I got to look that plant up. Yes, yes, yes. And I am excited because I understand that when we do this work with joy, we don't get tired. We only get tired when the joy is gone. So we got to keep the joy of the Lord because that's our strength, and he'll keep us moving. He'll keep us wanting to do more and more as one plant and one water, and we just wait for God to do the increase, and he just keep on doing the increase. So we just bless him. Thank you, Apostle. We truly want to let you know that your ratings on Thursday is very, very high. So I want to encourage you and tell you that stay on the wall. They're listening and listening in archives, and they're on the line when you and Prophet Corey is bringing that word forth. Truly, my mom said she was on the line, and she was truly blessed. She was on the line even when you guys had hung up. So so that was a blessing. That was a blessing. So truly, we are excited to just even be part of the work of God. And again, I want to acknowledge Sister Doris and Sister Marlene out of Chicago, California. Welcome back from your cruise. Thank God that you made it back safely. And we don't know if you want to have words, but we just wanted to acknowledge that you're here. And again, we're excited that you made it back to the United States.
Hello.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Doris.
Hey, I was trying to get in, and I was talking, but I guess I was muted out or something.
I guess everybody was muted out.
Yeah, I think I was muted out. But okay. Anyway, I was trying to come in and to thank God for you and pray like the person that was talking with you. I really pray for you much, too, and that God will continue to give you the strength and the courage to stay on the wall as well. I know it's not easy, but you have prayers behind you, praying that you'll continue with the Lord's work. And I'm just thankful and blessed to be back on land because we had a bad storm on Jamaica.
Bahamas.
Bahamas, I mean. I had a big storm, and we kind of got a little sick, but I thank God he brought us back home safe and sound. And that's my testimony. And I was just grateful to be back, to hear you back on the line again.
Amen.
God bless you and keep you strong.
Amen.
We thank you so much for everything you have done for us.
Oh, praise God.
God bless you, Rita.
God bless you. Rita. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Well, truly, you know, we were on our face almost the whole time that you guys were gone because we heard about the storm.
Amen. And, thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But no weapon.
Ooh, hallelujah. Jesus.
Not one formed against you shall prosper.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
So thankful. Thankful for
yes.
The, we knew someone was praying for us as we were praying for ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you know, I want to encourage everyone. When you come on the lines, and so maybe that has been something, the lines maybe have been muted out, and maybe that's why some people haven't responded on some of the other broadcasts.
So I don't know if you have to just unmute your phone, but normally the phones are already muted when you come on, so you don't have to mute them. You know, so when you call in, you don't have to mute your lines. They're already muted.
Yes. No, I didn't mute it.
Okay.
But then after you didn't hear me, I thought it was on mute, so I did push star 6.
Okay. Well, we're going to check out the boards and find out why those lines are muted like that. But, again, we're excited.
Amen.
And we want
yes,
to just
Lord.
Encourage everyone, stay on the wall. We
yes.
are, we're doing our Intercessor Prophetic Conference in April 2013. Once again, hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're getting ready for that. We also are preparing a play, a dinner and play that will be presented on that Thursday. So keep us lifted up in your prayers. If you want to sow into what we're doing, I just encourage you to sow into some good grounds, because truly every dime sold is being given back to God's people. So you can go to our website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. You can email us at kingdombuildersplaza@yahoo.com, or you can also give us a call at 586-914-1251. We are excited, and we have a mission. We have a goal, and we're trying to count up the cost right now. So, again, I want to thank you once again. We know that you're God's best. And we know that God is blessing you, that, and we're excited about it. So enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm going to close out with a word of prayer. And, again, I thank you all. I love you so much. And show some love to somebody that need it. You know, just love on somebody just because it's a powerful weapon. Father, we thank you for what you have given us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your light is shining upon your people. And, Father, we understand, Lord God, how we are to build up the wall, how we are to stay on the wall, Father. And I ask you right now that you would do a super impartation on each one that's on the line. We call the angels of strength, the angel of vision, the angel of purpose. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command you to come forth. And we command you to go and do the work. Go get our stuff and bring it back so that we can do the work for the kingdom. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you bless those that are on the lines and even those that will listen in archives. Father, that we will be able, Lord God, to do all that you have assigned us to do, Father, that our minds will be clear, Lord God, and that we would hear you clearly and we would know, Lord God, your timing, Father God. And even in all of that, Father, that we would study to be quiet, Lord God, so that we can hear your voice. And, Father, when you say speak, we'll speak. When you say go, Lord God, we'll go. When you say do, Lord God, we'll do. So, Father, we just thank you, Father, that you are God above all gods, and there is none other besides you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to give everyone sweet sleep tonight so that when they get up tomorrow, Lord God, that they will have a fresh start, fresh fire burning. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God. Well, God bless everyone. Have a wonderful night, and just know that on tomorrow, we have an awesome broadcast with Apostle Delaney will be our speaker tomorrow evening. We're excited about that. So join in with us tomorrow night, and then we'll be seeing the other speakers as the nights go by. Evangelist Hannah will bring forth the schedule. Well, God bless you all, and just know that the Lord is blessing you.
Thank you. You are my friend.